The Lord's Prayer,
the Our Father,
is such a common prayer that often it is spoken so rapidly that it completely escapes reflection. For a prayer so sacred, it would do well to divide it into component parts and let each segment express itself with fuller meaning. With your eyes closed, visualize seven centers of energy from the bottom of the spine to the crown of the head. Just as the physical eye has been called the window of the soul, imagine these seven centers as windows that allow your soul force to filter its vitality, its rays or vibrations, through to your physical body according to your attunement and readiness. The Lord's Prayer is so called because it was given to humanity by the greatest of all the masters that has ever walked the earth, the Lord Jesus. We shall never totally fathom its significance. One possibility is that the relationships of the seven spiritual centers in location and functioning to the seven endocrine glands may be brought out, and beginning with the crown center, Our Father who art in heaven, that this is directed to the father gland of the body, which is called the pituitary gland. It awakens one to the highest awareness, the oneness, that all is one. There is one God who is all in all. Hallowed be thy name. This phrase is related to the pineal gland, which is situated in the body very closely to the pituitary gland. Opening this center awakens a Christ consciousness. It is putting on the mind of Christ, as St. Paul so often reminds us. Every knee in heaven and on earth shall bend before that holy name. His name is worthy of being hallowed or praised. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, is associated with the thyroid center. It awakens an awareness of obedience to the divine will, to the divine order. The divine order is God's spirit in action. We may think of these three centers as the centers relating directly to the Godhead of Father, Son, and Spirit. The remaining centers are sometimes called the four lower centers because they, like the four horsemen of the Book of Revelations, are replete with trial and danger and therefore stored with the many negative patterns that accompany them, such as anger, or fear, or bitterness, resentment, sexual frustration, or doubt, and so on. Instead of awakening the lower centers and possibly opening a Pandora's box by dealing with them directly, the healing of the negative patterns can be done more effectively by moving quickly through the lower centers to a much higher level of awareness and allow the power of Christ operating on a high spiritual energy to work its healing within us by raising the vibrations of all the centers. In China, this is known as the circulation of light. The light beginning from the top of the head, going through all the centers, and returning back, making its circle of light and healing. And so Christ, the light of the world, begins his healing within so that the very kingdom of God may be made manifest within us. This is the circulation of light. Opening the higher centers first allows us to take the higher, more perfect energy down to a lower center. For example, to the adrenal center, and convert and cleanse, let us say, feelings of anger or fear. Afterwards, in your daily life, you will certainly notice the difference. Once again, briefly, here is the result of allowing the energy to flow through the lower centers. Moving through you to only awaken the patterns that are in harmony with the ideal is our effort, our attempt. Only patterns that are in harmony with our ideals. We now go immediately to the lowest center, the gonad center. Give us this day our daily bread. The lowest center is associated with generative power, which empowers the body with great thrusts of energy. We only ask for enough energy for our needs today, our daily bread. Like Moses and the Jews wandering in the desert for many years and receiving only enough manna or bread for one day at a time. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This is directed toward the awakening of the adrenal center, which gives rise to many old negative patterns, such as resentment or bitterness. We want to focus, however, on forgiveness, on right thinking, and on right action. The next division of the Our Father. And lead us not into temptation. The temptation awakened here is to dwell on division, on separateness, duality, alienation, which are all associated with the cells of Leydig center. Balancing the male-female energies within us into wholeness and oneness. We do not want to give in to the temptation of awakening the negative patterns associated with this center. Lastly, the seventh part of the Lord's Prayer. This seventh part is directed to the thymus center, or as some say, the heart or solar plexus center. Deliver us from evil. We might consider evil as the lack of love. Deliver us from the lack of love. We do not want to awaken memories of failure in our relationships, or to awaken negative experiences of selfishness instead of true love. For many, the Lord's Prayer ends here. However, the following addition or doxology is a perfect conclusion to a perfect prayer. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. For thine is the kingdom refers again to the thyroid center, where the ideal is perfect obedience to the divine will. The power addresses itself to the pineal center, the Christ power, the perfect name, the perfect expression of the Father. And lastly, and the glory forever. Praise and honor forever to the Creator, associated with the Father gland, the pituitary center. And so the circulation of light is complete. You may now simply enjoy the intimacy of being attuned to your Creator, your Source, your Father, Mother, your Divine Lover. Or you may want to send the highest energies within you to comfort and heal any failure or problem area in your life awakened by the lower centers. Allow God to recover within you His rightful place as your Father. The following is music that is especially composed and designed to assist in opening and awakening the spiritual centers. I am especially referring to the higher centers. The pineal gland, when awakened, opens oneself to the Christ consciousness, to put on the mind of Christ. As you listen to the music, feel the presence of Christ within you. Feel that you are putting on the mind of Christ. You see and appreciate life as the Christ does. Now direct this Christ energy, this energy operating on a very high level, to heal whatever thoughts have come to your mind that indicate negative patterns, such as a feeling of unforgiveness, feeling of anger or jealousy toward another person. Send this Christ energy to the lower center to heal that pattern so that the vibrations and the energies connected with that center will become transformed and become harmonious to your highest ideal. Visualize the desired result. And let the Christ power work within you. In a moment, you will open your eyes, take a deep breath, and stretch, feeling very refreshed.